Arming the Enemy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, a jury in Milwaukee decided that a gun shop was liable for more than $5 million in damages for improperly selling a gun. It was in May 2009 that Julius Burton walked into Badger Guns with a friend to buy a .40-caliber pistol. A store video shows Burton pointing out the gun he wanted. But since he was only 18, he was too young to buy it legally, so he had his friend, Jacob Collins, fill out the federal paperwork, and his friend, like an idiot, told the truth.
On the federal form, Jacob Collins had checked off that no, the gun was not for him.
Of course, that would have killed the deal, so the clerk let him change his answer.
The jury said, you should have ended the sale right there.
But instead, the clerk sold the gun to Mr. Collins, who gave it to young Julius Burton, who ended up using it to shoot two police officers who'd stopped him for riding a bike on a sidewalk. Collins pled guilty and went to jail. The officers went to court to sue the gun shop. Reporter Sarah Barwatz of CBS 58 in Milwaukee talked to the jurors afterwards.
Yeah, they were essentially saying the store was negligent in not training its employees. One juror told me that it's the last line before a gun gets onto the street.
The jurors felt the gun store had a role in keeping the community secure. And Sarah found that many patriotic gun stores accept that responsibility.
They feel that they have practices in place that would stop something like this. But many other gun stores out here seemed a little bit angry about the topic and not very willing to talk about it at all.
We'd have to call those the unpatriotic gun stores. Because if you love your country, you don't arm the enemy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.